Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now,
Lord. If I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Favor in your
where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
I
wanna be where.
will do anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where you are.
Amen. 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 Listen. How everyone doing tonight? This is LaShawn, your host for tonight from Texas. Well, we are in a new month, June 4th, 2020, 2021. Welcome tonight. Thank you for joining us on this Friday night. You could have been doing anything else, but somehow God placed it in your heart to call PGN, Prophetic Net, Great Grace Network. We thank you, and we just going to celebrate everyone that's on here tonight. Is a celebration because we are here. God did not put down a pen. And as I was listening to the song, For Your Glory, and I pray that everyone can hear me, For Your Glory. We want God glory. And as I open up in prayer, Father God, that's my cry, is for your glory. My cry is to deliver and set your people free. My cry, Father God, that the young generation will believe in your word and stand on your word. My cry is that you draw all men unto you. When we lift your name up, your holy name, oh, when we call on our Father which art in heaven, when we get on our knees and we begin to speak your word, Father God, we want your glory. We want your glory to shine upon this place. We want your glory in our home. We want your glory to shine all around us. Oh, Father God, we want the young generation to see your glory. We want your glory in our marriage. We want your glory in our heart. We want your glory even within the body of Christ. So, Father God, I give myself out the way. I decrease so you can increase. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, come on, come on. This is your radio station. It all belongs to you. So you have your way tonight. You know what your people need. I'm just your mouthpiece. You speak through me. I thank you for this day. I thank you for your daily bread. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. His name. We want to be in a place where we experience the glory of God, because when we in his place, there is no sickness. When we in a place where we experience the glory of God, there's peace. There's peace. That's why we got the hunger and thirst for more of him, more of his glory. And as all this week, the Holy Spirit had been dealing with me. You know, today, as I was laying and resting, the Holy Spirit began to minister. And you know when the Holy Spirit began to minister to you, to give you word of a knowledge, whatever you need, because it does something on the inside. It shakes things up on the inside. Whatever needs to be done on the inside, that word going to do what it needs to do on the inside of you. That's why the word, his word tells us, greater is he that's in us, in you, that's in me, than it is in the world. And when we begin to go look at Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall my help come? I will lift up my eyes to the hills. from where shall my help come from? And what is he talking about in this right here, this verse, when it says, I will lift my eyes up to the hill of Jerusalem? We have to understand Jerusalem is the nation, Jerusalem. When you begin, I don't care what's going on in this nation. I don't care what they're doing in Jerusalem. I don't care what they're doing in Israel. I don't care what they're doing in Africa. I don't care what they're doing in Georgia. I don't care what they're doing in California. I don't care what they're doing in Texas. I don't care what they're doing in North and South Carolina. When you in a place, in the secret place with your Heavenly Father, and you decide everything, corruption can be going on all around you. It can be, things can be going on in your life. When you begin to look to the left and right, you see so much stuff to the left, so much stuff to the right. But when you begin to look to the hill, look straight ahead, look at Jesus, look at the face of your Father, which is your help. Where do your help come from? Your help comes from the Lord. So when you begin to study his word, when you dive into his word, you would know where your help comes from. It's not saying your help, look at the hill, look at the mountain. When you look at the mountain, the hill, that's where it's coming from. No, he's saying, look up to me. When you look up, don't keep your face down with guilt, shame, and condemnation. Don't keep your face down looking at the ground because you done messed up. Everyone falls short of his glory. Don't look to the left when you done lost your job. Don't look to the right when your marriage is in distress. Don't even look to the left when your children is acting crazy and your household is out of order. Don't look to the right when you lost your car. Don't look to the left when the doctor gives you bad report. Don't look to the right when you think you can't get your way out of mess that you didn't put your own self into. But he say, keep your head straight. Keep your eyes up on me. Keep your eyes when the storm is to the left. Keep your eyes up on me, not LaShawn. Keep your eyes up on Christ. Keep your eyes to the hill. If you look to the hill, which come your hill. Don't look to the right. Don't keep looking at the situation. Don't look at what they said. But keep your eyes up on me because I have everything you need. I don't care what the governor of Texas is saying. I don't care what the governor of North Carolina is saying. I don't care. You looking to the left. You looking at the news. You looking at CNN. You looking at ABC. You looking at everything that's saying on the news. They putting fear into your household. They putting fear up on you. But keep your eyes straight. Keep your eyes up on me. Not your situation to the left. Not your situation to the right. But keep looking to the hill, which where your help come from. Who am I talking to tonight? Somebody needs this tonight. Because we begin to get distracted. And we continue to look at the problem. Man, we all been there. I don't know what I did on my phone. I'm trying to make sure everybody hear me tonight. We all been there. We all look at the problem sometimes. And we forget to keep our heads straight. We forget to keep our eyes upon God. It also let us know in verse 2, my help, listen, those who have an ear, let them hear tonight. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keep you will not slumber. I'm reading from the Amplified. When it say, I will lift up my eyes to the hill, Jerusalem, nation, from where shall my help come? It's a question mark. is asking you where your help come from. What is a question mark? Shall my help come from? Letting you know. And it's about to explain to you, your help is not coming from man. Your help is not coming from your employee that's looking to the left and that's looking to the right. Your help is not coming from that six-figure income. Your help is not coming from that Lamborghini. Your help is not coming from that $500,000, million-dollar home. Your help, in the next verse, after the question mark, my help comes from the Lord, made heaven and earth. Who made us? Who made this place? It wasn't made. I don't care what they say. I keep telling y'all, you're going to get some real food on PGN. You're going to get some real food on Blog Talk. Those who mocking you, those who laughing at you, because I'm going to say this again. They're not laughing at you. Get out your feelings. I have to learn that. Those are going to mock you. They mark me on PGN. They mark me on Facebook. Let them mark. They're not marking you. They're marking God, because this is the season. Those who laugh and mark you, God about to change things around, and he's about to laugh at them and mark those. He let us know, even in the book of Exodus, those who mark me, I'm about to mark them. That's why last week we talked about Samuel anointing David. David was nobody out of all his brothers. He had many brothers, but who did God sent Samuel to Jesse's house to anoint? He didn't send Samuel to Jesse's house to anoint the two oldest ones, which they were very fine looking, very handsome, very healthy. They was built to be a king. When Samuel seen them, he just knew this was the king, the oldest one, which God said not so. That is not the king. When David began to come and present himself in front of Samuel, he just couldn't believe, is this the king that you want me to anoint? Oh, so let him keep marking. Let him keep laughing, because God got the last say so. So my help come from the Lord. My help. That's where your help come from. It don't come from no man. There's so much panic going on in this world. There's so much fear going on in this world. You better get hold of God's word never before. The book of Psalms, I said it again. The book of David, he wrote Psalms. He cried out for his healing. He cried out and said, God, they are too strong for me. Fight those who are fighting me. He cried out even when he committed, cheated, had a man killed and took his wife. He cried out for repentance. He was always crying out and worship God. And he was the king. Our help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Man, let me give you a reality check here tonight. Man did not make heaven and earth. Man did not make you. We was all created. We were all spirit, human. We were spiritual. We came from a spirit, a person that's in heaven that we connect through spiritually. We connect to God spiritually. I'm trying to get the right word to put this without me stumbling over my words. We were spirit before we began to come into flesh, before we was in our other womb. God created heaven and earth, and he created us. Let us know, God, Abba, Yahweh, whatever you call him, he sits on the on. He would not allow your foot to slip. You can be going up the hill. You can go down a slope. You can be in the mud. You can be in the whirlpool. Whatever you got yourself into, if you stay on the word of God, it's letting us know you might trip. You might stumble a little bit, but you're not going to go under. He's not going to let you drown. He's not going to let you drown. The words will form, but it will not prosper. Even God do not sleep. He do not sleep, do not slumber. He let us know, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He always up, he got eyes to and from this earth. He got eyes to the east, he got eyes to the west, he got eyes to the north, and he got eyes to the south. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The Lord is going to keep you in a place of peace. The Lord will keep you in a place of prosperity. I ain't talking about prosperity with no money. I'm talking about a place of prosperity where you got to have wisdom. You got to have knowledge, and you got to have understanding. That's the prosperity that I'm talking about. You cannot build a business. You cannot build the kingdom of God when you don't understand where you come from and who you are and who, what your purpose and destiny is for this place, for the kingdom of God. You got to have wisdom in order to have money. You have to have wisdom to have a business. You have to have wisdom either to be a wife or a husband. You got to have wisdom. And if you don't know nothing about wisdom, I invite you to get in the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs is a great book of wisdom. You got to have wisdom. You got to know what wisdom is. You got to walk in humanity, and you got to humble yourself. If you do that, he's going to keep you. Pride is not going to get you nowhere. Stubbornness is not going to get you nowhere. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. When you begin to apply the blood of Jesus over your doorpost, Jesus became the Passover lamb. He is the Passover. Everything can be going on around your dwelling place. There could be a storm. There could be a fire. Matter of fact, let me tell you what happened today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, only if God open your eyes and you can really see what's around you. Only he can open your spiritual eyes. I had to leave the house to go get something. My son was rushing me. I had a pot with this fabulosity, whatever they call it, that make your house smell real good. And I left it on, and I had it on 302, and I forgot to cut the stove off, the fire off. Off the pot. When I came back to, I was gone for about 2 hours, two or more hours. When I came back, was no liquid in the pot. The house was kind of smoky, but it wasn't no burnt smoke. And I said, "Oh my God, thank you, Jesus." As soon as I realized what I had done, I said, "Thank you, Jesus. Just thank." Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the angels. Thank you, Father God. The pot was no liquid in the pot. No liquid was in that pot. It was dry, but the pot didn't burn up. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? I'm going to say it again. No liquid was in that pot, but the pot was not burnt up, and the stove was on 2 and 3. When you have a stove on 2 or 3, something gonna burn up. No liquid in the pot, but the pot did not burn up. It wasn't no black scar on the pot. It was no black smoke in the house. It was none of that. You cannot tell me God is, you cannot tell me God is not a keeper. You cannot tell me he's not a keeper. You cannot tell me God is not going to keep you. You're not going to tell me God is not your help. You cannot tell me there's no angels around because the house could have burned down. The Lord is your keeper, and he's going to keep you. He's going to protect you. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. You better believe that. Thank you. He will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. This thing turned out ugly today. But when you serving God, that's why I don't care who mocking, who laughing. But when you serving God and you serving God with clean hands and pure heart, God gonna watch over you. God, he said, I've given angel charge over you. You better believe that word. You better on the word. Why do she always say you better? Because we're in a season, we're in a strategic time that we cannot just sit up here and say, can you do this? Please do this. No, you don't know what's going on in the spirit realm and what we about to face on this earth. So it's a time that you have to tell people, get connected to God like never before. Kidding, y'all. This is G.O.D. radio station. I'm his mouthpiece. And I'm going to continue to speak the true word of God. Because God has been so good to me. He has been keeping me. He has been protecting me. He has been shielding me. Oh, God has been performing miracles in such a time like this. That's why I say, look to the hill, which your help come from. Your help come from God. Everybody's panicked. Everybody's panicked when everybody's getting laid off on the job, when they can't find work because they're trying to stick to what they know, when it's so much going on, you cannot, I mean, the income in it is going down. I have so many people that even are pastors that I talk to. They are fearful that they're going to lose their job. They are so stressed out because the company is selling out and they telling them, let me tell you something. When a true man of God or a woman of God begin to speak what God is telling us to do, we better know who is speaking. And when they speak, you better move. When God say move, when he say pull out of from these companies. He then gave the warning a couple years ago with this company I was working with that got laid off. The Holy Spirit spoke and say, pull out the 401k, pull out the stock because this company is going down. Now, after we found the alarm, they just got a letter saying, pull your money out the stock. Pull your money out the 401k today, ASAP. Oh, because see, you are looking at that person just like they when God's son Samuel to anoint David as king, his brother couldn't believe it. His dad couldn't believe it. Even when he fought the giant, he was like, you going to send this on circumcised little man to come and fight me? So when God sends true men and women of God that don't look like what you used to look, you just ignore what they say. But then when things start manifesting, coming to pass, it might be too late. The word was to pull out because God is dealing with companies. God is dealing with these big companies. Dealing with these CEO because you don't know what they are doing behind the scene. There are wicked within the company, and God is already pulling some of his people from these companies. Fret not. Don't worry, because where your help come from? Your help come from the Lord. Your help don't come from these companies. Your help don't come from your 401k. Your help don't come from the stock. And let me give you a tonight. Your help sure ain't coming from unemployment. I sure did say that. Your help ain't coming from no unemployment. Your help is not coming from the government. This is a faith walk. This is a test walk. You have to know where your help come from in this season. Because if you think everything will be peace and cream and everything will get better for the righteous one, you got to have an ear to hear. You have to have an eye to see. How are you going to hear and see if you don't trust the word of God, if you don't believe in the word of God? You have to have a relationship with God for yourself. I'm going to say this. That's my word. Tell them when we do Bible study, classes. Go search it for yourself. He tell us, search it for yourself. He wants you to get in the word for yourself. He wants you to have a relationship with him for yourself. He wants you to connect with him for yourself. How would you trust the Lord when you ain't having a relationship with him? How will you trust the Lord when you ain't breaking bread with him? How are you going to trust the Lord when you everything goes on, you walk, you letting the enemy creep in with fear, doubt? Help from one who created heaven and earth. Now, I don't know what you believe. And who you think created heaven and earth, I don't know. But I know who created heaven and earth. He's still sitting on that throne. He's still sitting up there. I can't answer for everybody. I'm telling you, I have seen the hand of God, and he keeps showing his hand. He keeps showing up. He keeps showing up. Oh, I tell testimony. You better be careful who you put your mouth on. You better be careful who you laughing at in this hour. You better be careful who you mourn in this hour, because everything's going to be turned around. You better understand God is for the raise of people just like a David. He's for the raise up the ones that been in the back for so long, the nobodies, because he knows the heart of men. And he needs to trust people to do his job for the kingdom. Oh, yeah, I think I'm playing. God is going to give his glory in this season. God is wrapping up his form for the great revival. It shall happen. It's going to blow people. Your eyes ain't seen nothing yet. So what I want to tell you tonight, trust God. Trust God. Ask God for a relationship with him, because this is where your help going to come from. If you trust God and walk in faith and walk with him, break bread with him, let him come to your heart and do what he needs to do. Even this week, I was crying out, Lord, there's anything in me. Have I said anything? Have I judged anyone? Is there something? You know, when my body come up on attack, is there a door open? Where's the door opening? Heal me. Deliver me. Set me free. I don't want to put my mouth on anybody, because you put your mouth on people. You put your mouth on the wrong people. I go to God and I just told someone this. You know, I tried to be careful who I put my mouth on. I always go to God. Did you send this person? If this person, is this who you... Is this who you ordained to be a pastor? Is this who you ordained to be your mouthpiece, your prophet? Is this person of you? Is this person of you? Did you send him? Because we all fall short of his glory. Abraham lied. Abraham and them didn't believe. that they was going to have a child, even God told them, this time, make sure you're going to have a son. Abraham lied about his wife, even going down the bloodline, his flaws. We know David's flaws. Even some of the disciples that walk with God. And my question, how are we going to point fingers and say anything about anybody? We need to point fingers at ourselves because these men that's in the Bible, which one was perfect? I see you. You already know what David was going to do. You already know what King Saul was going to do. He already knew. Have a relationship with God in this season and know where your help comes from. There are going to be dark days coming on the earth. You don't have to know where your help comes from. You're going to have to know that your help comes from God. And he's going to keep you. He's going to protect you. He's going to give you that peace. Because his word tells us so. The Lord will keep you. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from evil, from all evil. He say some evil. He say all evil. He's going to guard you. He's going to guide you. He's going to guard you going out and you coming in. Everything that you do, from this time forward, and forever, God gonna protect you, God gonna guide you, God gonna be your light. He will lighten up your pathway. If you allow his word to be a lamp unto your feet, he's going to lighten up your pathway. You're not going to stumble. You're not going to fall. You might shake in a little bit, but God's going to put you back on the right path. He's going to protect you. The weapons will form, but they ain't going to prosper. When you know how to suit up, when you know about every piece, the whole armor of God, oh, those fire doors can come, but it's not going to penetrate. Not going to knock you down. Oh, those fiery darts that's coming from the enemy. You, when you know your power and authority, when he say, I've given you the power and authority to tread upon the serpent and scorpion, you better know how to war. You better know how to speak the word of God. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, understand God will lift the standard. You have to understand that all power and authority have been given unto you. You have to understand that he did not give you the spirit to fear, but he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. You have to understand that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, you have to understand the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You have to understand that God is your life and your salvation. You got to understand that we say, I have plans for you and it's good and not of evil. You're going to have a prosper life. You got to understand, not only you going to prosper, your soul going to prosper and you shall prosper in hell. You have to understand that and you have to believe it and you have to stand on the word of God in order to survive. If you want to be a survivor, if you want to survive in the woods, if you want to survive in your own household, because sometimes in your own household can be a jungle. Sometimes in your own household, you are in the wilderness. In order for you to come out of the wilderness, you have to know where your help comes from. You have to understand that the Lord is your help. He's your salvation. He's your shield. He's your protector. You have to understand who you are serving in this hour and this season, who am I talking And you have to understand why you need the gospel, the shoe of peace. Oh, no, who I'm talking to tonight might sound crazy to you. You want to survive, you're going to have to eat the word. You're going to have to break bread with Jesus. You're going to have to make sure you know where your help comes from in this season. Your help ain't coming from man. Your help going to come from God Almighty. I could just only lead you, but it's up to you. Either you're going to believe it or you're not. Let me tell you something. I seen many years ago where a hand was drawing a line in the sand, but God was saying enough is enough. I decided to be on the right side. And I'm going to be on the right side with my Father. I'm speaking of the one that created heaven and earth. Whose side you going to be on? Who you going to believe in this hour? You have to understand when God shifted, you're going to have to shift too. You're going to have to shift in your prayer. You're going to have to shift in your faith walk. You're going to have to shift in your belief. You're going to have to shift because God is shifting. Oh, I don't know who this word for. We want to say, God, have mercy. God, your mercy. But see, people want to play around with the mercy. I can sing, I can cuss, I can go out there and shack up and sleep around because God mercy. Okay, all right. God's word don't never change. That's one thing I know. His word never change. Well, we thank you, Father God, for your word. We're going to go ahead and take callers. Father God, I just pray over this word. I thank you, Father God. You know, like I said, I'm just your blessed, your vessel. I'm just a servant. I'm just your mouthpiece. We just pray over the callers. We pray over the lines. We come against the prince of the earth way in the name of Jesus. We take authority over in the name of Jesus. If you would like to be ministered to, if this is your first time, on Blog Talk, you press 1 and they will have your hand. I can see on the board where your hand is up. In order for your hand to be up, press 1 and I'll be more happy to take the call. And we just see if God have a word for you. I'll say if you got a word, he know what to say. But we all need prayer. So if you like to tell a testimony or like to share anything, press 1 on your phone. That will light you up on the switchboard. And right now, we just have a few hands up. We're going to go ahead and take callers. I don't want to be on here tonight. I'm being led by the Holy Spirit not to stay on here too long because I have an event coming up to feed. We're going out to serve the kids. We have been going out to serve the overcomers. I learned not to say the homeless, but say the overcomers, because that's what they are. They are overcomers. So I just was led to go out and feed the youth. And as I've been spreading the word and letting the youth know about the upcoming event for Monday, let me share this with y'all. And I was going to do a live on Facebook. As I began to pass out the flyer, these children, and I'm speaking of children from, they in elementary to middle school. As I began to let them know about the event, where it's going to be, these children, when they looked at that flyer and seen that they was going to get Bibles, these little children were so happy. We going to get a Bible? That the look on their face, the no. And I thank God. Oh, my God. I'm trying to say this without getting so emotional. I thank God When he gives you something to do, do it. I don't care how it sounds to anybody else, do what God has called you to do. When he told me to break bread with his people, and he began to speak to me how to break this bread, and he began to say, buy Bibles. I never questioned him. I never questioned him when he said, keep those Bibles. I just began to start to order Bibles. And as I began to order these Bibles, I'm telling you, we order almost 200 Bibles. The Wall of Prayer order 200 Bibles. Within 2 weeks, we gave away 100 and some Bibles. We gave 80 Bibles to men and women prison for free. Feed my sheep. Break bread. This is part of breaking bread. Give my people these books so they can break bread with me. People might didn't understand why I was doing it, but when these children seen on the flyer that they was getting a Bible, y'all, they started to, oh, we're getting a Bible, we're getting a Bible, oh, I want a Bible. They were so happy to know that they are getting a Bible. One of them said, I need another Bible. Another one said, I do Bible study, but I do it on the app. I can't wait to get my Bible. Then they said, oh, we have Bible study. These are children. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I was not planning on having Bible study Monday. I was just going to serve food and pass out free Bibles. But the little one said, are we going to have Bible study? And then the next day, they asked again. Someone else asked, are we going to have Bible study? I can't wait till Monday. These children wants to be fed the word of God. Who gonna do it? Who gonna be his mouthpiece? So when God tell you to do something, do it. Don't try to do what other people do. Don't try to sound like them. God know how to get his word out. God know how to feed his sheep. God say, if you lift me up, I'm gonna draw all men unto me. You just serve me. You just say yes to me. You walk in obedience and watch me do the rest. Oh. God bless me to be a blessing to his people. I'm not signed up for Walmart. I ain't signed up for no Nikes. I ain't signed up to Target. I don't get all that stuff from them. God bless me because he knew he can trust me. He blessed me to be a blessing to the kingdom. So it might sound crazy to some when I ask, do you have a Bible? Let me tell you, I didn't gave my neighbors Bibles. These people are happy to get the book. Thank you. A maintenance man came into my house to fix the bathtub and was talking to one of his family members about his daughter. And I answered, is it okay? Can I give you something? You have a daughter? He said, yes. Began to talk to me about her. Well, can I give her something? Gave him a book, the Bible. He said, oh, my God, this ain't nobody but God, because I was about to go out and buy her a Bible. And I said, do you have any more kids? That man left here doing a maintenance work with five Bibles in his hand to give to his kids. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. So if God tell you to do something, do it. It might look crazy to everybody. You think people ain't laughing? So what? Let them laugh. God said before I come back, everybody, he's going to pour out his spirit. This is where he's going to get his word into the house of his people. Push the book. My job is to give the book, and it's up to them to open the book. Oh, so obedience gonna bring your blessing. That's the reason why the house didn't burn down. You think the house was gonna burn down today? I'm on assignment to go out there and feed his sheep when I have books up in here to give his people the bread of life. The books that I have in here is the bread of life. And when I have the bread of life in my household, no evil can come near it. You better understand what I'm saying tonight. Oh, the children, they are so excited about Monday, we go out and serve them. And so they'll continue to serve the youth. Continue to do what you do. Your help come from me. Who can go out and feed over 100 some people? I ain't bragging, I ain't boasting, but I'm trying to give you a testimony. Your help come from the Lord. Who can go out and feed 120 something to 150 people and don't have a job? Who can go out there and give the bread a light and break bread with his people that don't have a car? My God, I will celebrate God by myself. Who can do that? Who can go out and pass out Bibles and feed his kids that doesn't have a job and doesn't have a car? That's nobody but God. My help comes from God. My help comes from him and through him. Oh, y'all, I keep going. But I'm not listening to the Lord because I know he has shown me through this pandemic. He has opened doors. He has provided for me to do what I do for his people. This ain't about LaDon. This ain't about the wall of prayer. This ain't about PG. It's serving him, telling people the true word of God. His people. God is the head of the church. When you let God be the head of the church and let him be the church the way you want to be, you ain't going to have no problem to these calls before I get started. Because you might not. I try to hear that. To show you where your help comes from. You might not understand why God is having people to do things, but God knows. It ain't for you to know. It's for you to believe. Trust. It might look kind of crazy to you. You think God is letting you know they laughing at you. They laughing at you. When you laugh at a child of God, you laughing at God. You mocking God. He knew how you were going to sound. He knew was country. He knew you didn't look, you didn't have long black hair, you didn't have beautiful eyelids, brown eye. Yeah, he's going to use you because they know you came from God and you are a true child of God. My God, thank you, Holy Spirit, you so good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 251-342. This is Sister LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
LaShawn, this is Switch
East from Alabama. Hey, Sister LaShawn.
And hanging tough. How about you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if this is of your bad area, but you're coming in.
So it's the weather.
Oh, is it raining?
It did earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Father God, you know what? Father God, I speak strength over you, sir. I speak the strength, God. When you wake up, you know you're a worship. We know you're a prayer warrior. We know what God told you. But Father God, we need to be daughter back up. Strengthen her in her body. Strengthen her body, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that's trying to come against her body, we come against it. We take authority. Oh, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life in this season. Oh, Father God, put the fire. Just light her up with your fire. Light her up with your consuming fire. Oh, Father God, when she begins to put her hands together, when she begins to clap, oh, Father God, when she knows she got the whole armor of God on, this time put fire. Oh, let fire shoot out. Just let fire just shoot out. Let fire shoot out her mouth. Let fire come out, Father God, that anything that's trying to come against her, anything that's trying to come against her body, it got to burn up in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I just speak strength over you. I don't know what's going on, but I just feel like you need to be strengthened. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, I thank you for the strength. I thank you for the peace. Father God, I thank you for where you're bringing her in this season. And a new door open for you this season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a new door that's going to open up for you this season. It is our will. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sister Tree, are you done with school or are you about to be finished with school?
No, I'm in the middle. I'm in the second semester. I have one more to finish. This one and one more.
Okay. So you kind of at almost at the end.
Yeah, I will. I should be finished November, December. I'm
so
believing it'll
God.
Be Thanksgiving. Hope. I said, I'm believing God it'll be, we should get out by the right after Thanksgiving.
Well, Father God, everything that's trying to overwhelm her with the school, Father God, we come against it. We take authority. We just speak that this is smooth. You just going to slide through it. Slide right through this next semester that you just going to slide through it. You know, everything that's trying to come against you, even negative curse word, we condemn it. You know, no weapon formed against you in the name of Jesus. We're not prosper. This will be a smooth sailor. You finish it out. You finish it out. And we just speak that you finish it out peace. Everything that's trying to come against us. I don't know what had something that's trying to take your energy. I don't know what this is, but I'm gonna get strength. God's gonna help you. You're gonna get that. He's gonna guide you, and you're gonna get through this.
Amen.
You're gonna get through it. You're gonna get through it.
Thank you.
That's wearing you down. It will be, and I speak it up. Lift off of you. Be careful. Be careful. Cover yourself. You know, even if you just rest, rest and just worship him. Get in a place where you worship him, and that's going to strengthen you. That's going to strengthen you in your body. I speak healing in your body in the name of Jesus, and that's going to give you the peace. Sometimes you've got to shut it down. Even shut down the phone call. Shut it down. Speak time with God. And God gives you through the rest of the season. It's going to be smooth. It's going to be with deeper dough in motion. We close the door in motion round. The enemy wants to use things to keep, you know, try to keep the door open. So we shed and we take the door in the name of Jesus.
I just want the Lord to speak.
Okay. Well, Father, God, we just thank you. Let's see if we have something to say. Well, Father God, we just thank you for Veronica, Father God. We thank you for your daughter. Oh, Father God, things that she's seeking you. Things that she's seeking you. Do you know the words? You seek him, you shall find him. And sometimes God wants us to get in that place. Sometimes we got to, how can I say this? Sometimes we got to, it's like you have choices around the house or you busy at your job and you going. And God say, well, come sit down, slow down, come sit down with me, come talk to me. You know, when you speak to me, I need you to slow it down and believe that I hear you, believe that I see you, believe that I see everything you're going through. I ain't forgot about you, Veronica. I see you. I see you. When you talk to me, I hear you. But you have to trust him. You have to believe what you pray. You got to understand that he's God Almighty. He can move the mountains. He can move things around. But you have to get in that place of stillness. Get in that place of stillness. Those who, when you wait up on a God, you know, wait up on him. Wait. That's the key word. Wait up on God. Wait for him. It might not happen right then and there. It's not going to happen overnight. It might not happen until 6 months later. It might not happen to next year, but he said, wait on him. Know that I hear you. Know that I will answer you. Seek me more and trust me and wait upon the Lord. Just wait patiently. Don't get impatient and don't rush him. Wait patiently. He's going to do it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, I just pray that you would, you know, teach your daughter how to rate and teach. I don't know how to say this. God is real. He hears you. You don't have a respect of a person. He see everything. Trust him in this season and wait up on him and be a good courage and encourage your own self. Don't wait on nobody to approve of what you're doing. God know you. God know your heart. He know who you are. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for your daughter, and I thank you for the newness. When she keeps searching you and keeps seeking you, that she is going to you and the things that she's going through right now, Father God, it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. Things are going to change in your life, but trust God. I'm going to remove things out your life. Trust God. God's going to do new things in your life. Trust God. God is going to give you things that you desire. Trust God. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and watch he turn things around for you. God know what you need in this hour, in this season. That's all I keep hearing for you, Veronica. Trust God and wait up on God. He are going to do it for you. Be patient. That's just what I hear from that. That's just what I hear for you. That's what I hear. Yeah, that's what I hear. So I thank God. I just ask that he teach you how to be patient, how to wait upon him. You know, I don't know, there's a guy called Andre Murray. He got a good book called Wait Up on God, Wait on God. It teach you, I mean, it's a very, very good book. But the thing is, if God say, be still, don't go over there, wait, there's a season and time he want to do things in our life. There's always his season and time. And so I just ask God to give you wisdom and understanding when he say wait up on him. Don't move ahead of him. I don't know if there's something you have that you're trying to do or a situation that you are in, but God say trust him and get up on him. He sees it all, and he's going to take care of it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
Don't give up. Believe it. I don't care how it look, how it sound, what's going on. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, Yeah, Father God. So, I just speak a calmness, you know, very calm over you. Calm peace over you in the name of Jesus. Are you, please don't take this any type of way or anything. Are you a believer? Have you, you know, rededicate your life, gave your life to Christ?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's good.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. And you, is there anything else you need?
No, thank you so much. You covered up. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have a blessed day, a blessed night, and blessed weekend.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. (251) 229. This is Sister LaShawn. Mess who's calling? Where you calling from? Say it again. I don't know if this is my phone or somebody else with that number phone was going in and out. Said because of the weather.
Okay.
Hello.
This is Sarah from Alabama.
Oh, hey.
This
Sarah.
Is Sarah from
How
Alabama.
You doing? How you doing?
I'm good.
Did you get rain too?
Yeah, we got some rain. We did get some rain.
Yeah, because someone just got off the phone that I spoke with from the 251. They phone was cutting in and out too. And she said, I got some weather up there. So maybe that's what's going on. How you doing, Sarah?
Yeah. I'm good.
That's good.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Is there a special prayer
Amen.
Request?
Well, if you want to go forth in the Lord, you can, and then I can, if God gives you anything to say to me, that's fine. And then I have a special prayer request. That I would like to get prayer for.
Okay. I don't know why I'm hearing this like this, but I hear it, Sarah. I mean, okay, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to give me more. And I keep hearing Sarah. I'm hearing Sarah. That's what I'm hearing. So, I don't know. I'm trying to make that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even when I heard your name, I know it did something to my ear. So, I'm like, what is that? What is that?
Well, it may be.
So I don't know if God doing something with your ear and you have been hearing the Holy Spirit call your name lately to give me more complicated speak, Holy Spirit. I just kept hearing your name. And thank you, Holy Spirit. So I don't know if he's really speaking to you like you can hear him, the Holy Spirit, call your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just felt it in my ear again. So, Father God, I just thank you for your daughter, Sarah.
Father God, I thank you for speaking to her. Father God, Father God, I just ask that you continue to touch her ear. Father God, that she would know without a shadow of doubt that you speaking to her. We come against anything that trying to come against doubt or try to come against the knowledge of your word, the true knowledge of your word. But Father God, okay, here it comes. Father God, I thank you. You're going to know God's voice in this season. You're going to know he's speaking directly to you. You, Sarah, he's speaking directly to you. You're going to know it without a shadow of doubt. And everything that's trying to come against the word of God, we come against and we take authority. But you're going to know. I don't know if he's speaking with you through dreams or your ears is open up to know. Like when you go to the grocery store, he might say, go down this aisle, pray for this woman, or whatever in your job, I need you to pray for this person. Whatever it is, he is training you to know his voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Holy Spirit. So
Amen.
To hear your name call, you're going to know the voice. You're going to know sometime. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It was not too long ago, as you know, the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit speak to you, like I say, does something on the inside that you would know. And it always say, try the spirit, because we know it could be the Holy Spirit, it could be also you can hear the enemy, the adversary voice. But this what the Spirit had ministered to me and gave me revelation. We try the spirit, but also try the spirit within yourself as well. The spirit that's within you. Try the spirit that's within yourself as well. And I say, wow.
Yes, Lord,
I say, wow. Well, I don't think people realize that to try the spirit that's up in themselves. But anyway, I really believe just by praying that God is really tuning your ears to know when he is speaking. But I don't know if you doubt him some couple of times saying, is this of you? Is this really you speaking? I don't know. Or when you pray, you doubt what you praying, but I just feel like he is tuning your ears to hear his voice and know if he is, that you're going to know without a shadow of doubt that when God is speaking through you, you're going to know. You're going to have a peace.
Amen.
A peace is going to be with you. It's going to be a peace. And it's okay to ask God, is this you speaking? Is this of you? Did I hear this right? It's okay. Because I tell you, sometime I do it. Now, God, is this you? Did I hear this right? Or if I get a word from someone and I'm like, huh? Well, God, I didn't understand that. Can you please, you know, help me out with that word? What is they saying? You know, besides me coming against the man of God, or woman of God, well, Father God, you give me confirmation. What are you saying? Did this word come from you? I'm trying to make sure I'm explaining to you. Is this word
yes,
coming from you?
Yeah.
Is this of you? And he's going to come back and give you confirmation. Did I hear this right? Is this what you want me to do? Is this what you want me to be? Is this what you want me to watch? When you do something wrong, could be that you did something wrong. He's saying, Sarah, that's not of me. Uh-oh, you got to know that voice when he say, that's not on me. I didn't tell you to do that. You was in flesh. he speaks like that too. Sarah, you're not following me. You're not following me. And sometimes he'll begin to call it Seth because you're not paying attention. But you're going to know his voice in this season. You're going to know. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We come against doubt, Father God. even we always say, correct us, get us straight, deliver us, heal us. And if we just keep, we don't want to walk in rebellion in this season. So, Father God, if you got to keep calling us to get our attention, whatever you need to do, you do it, Father God. So, Father God, I just ask that you touch her ears. Whatever's in her ears, clean it out, Father God, but she will know in the shadow of doubt, even when she reads your word or when she worships you, that she will know that the Holy Spirit, that you are speaking to her through the Holy Spirit, the conference, the counselor, the friend. So, Father God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the peace in her family. Father God, what the enemy meant for evil, Father God, you're going to turn it around for good, because your word tells us all things work together for the good. To them that love you, and I do believe your daughter loves you. So, Father God, the more she seeks you, she's going to find you. The more she hungry and thirsts, you're going to fill her up. So I just pray that she continue to chase after you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That she begin to chase after you and she want more of you. That she will trust you even with the relationship with her daughter. That she will trust you. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know why this is grammar. Well, I got to say what I just heard. I don't know if you want to be married. You want to be married?
Yes, eventually.
Well, trust God for that husband. I don't know. You would just trust God that he's going to do it. He ain't forgot about you even with the marriage.
Oh, okay.
Trust God. Yeah, trust God. Yeah, trust God even with them. And trust him for a king. Trust him for a king. And start
for
a kingdom for a king. A king. King.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I believe God. I'm not in a rush. I'm on his time. Everything is his time.
Amen. I don't know why I just think. Sometimes when you hear stuff, you be flowing, you hear stuff, you like, wait a minute, I don't know if that's what she wants, but yes, God already got it in plan. He ain't forgot about you, so we thank God. Just trust him in this season. He already worked it out. You just got to walk it out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It's a song that... it's a song that I like. God, while we're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out.
Oh, wow.
It's a song. She says, while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. And I guess, yeah. And so I was really wanting prayer in this area. There was a job that came up, and it's on the business retail side of things, and I was just praying to the Lord, Lord, is this where you want me to go, or is this what you have me to do? Because I want to be in his will and not out of his will concerning anything, like you were praying today. Tonight, rather, that we do things in God's time, and everything is what he wants us to do. Look to the hills for which cometh your help, and your help is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to make sure that I'm hearing his voice and if I make a move, you know.
Wow, that'd probably be why, you know, that might be why I kept hearing your name and stuff. God is going to order your footsteps. Trust him. And the thing is, wait on him. Because you're going to have a peace. You're going to have a peace, and you're going to know it's from God. Anything God do, it bring peace.
Yes.
It bring peace. No confusion. No doubt. It's not going to be, well, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. Oh, no. I think so. It's going to bring a peace. It's going to give you that reassurement that you will know without a shadow of doubt this is where you need to be. Because he's just going to open the door and you're going to walk on through it.
Amen.
I don't hear, I, I don't hear anything, but I just ask God to give you wisdom, and understanding about this job. If this not where you want her to be, Father God, shut the door. This is a disoperate. If that's not where you want me to be, shut the door. You shut the door.
If I
go ahead of you, you pull me back. If this not where you want me to be, you stop it. You shut it down. So Father God, if this a job that you is giving your daughter, if this where you need her to be, the door is going to be open. No man can shut it. But Father God, if this something that you know this is not where she need to be, not in this season, not in this hour, Father God, shut it down and she would know. She would know that it was you. She would know. And start thanking him. Thank him. Thank him. Father God, if this the new job, I thank you for it. And Father God, if this not where you want me to be and you shutting the door, thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you, Father God, because you know what I need and where I need to be. And thank you, Father God, for shutting that door. And you'll begin to feel the peace come up on you. You'll know. That's not where I'm supposed to be. You'll know. I thank you, Father God. If this is the job, so Father God, just ask that you give her the wisdom and the understanding, Father God, because like we said, we need wisdom even to make job decisions. We don't want to mess it up. We don't want to go ahead of you. So if she getting too ahead of you, pull her back. Pull her back. Shut the door. Shut the door that you didn't even want her to go through. The door that you didn't open. But Father God, if this where you need to be, she will know. So Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I just heard for you to be still. And I think he told you that. To be still.
That's what I just heard, be still.
And he told you to be still. So that's what he wants you to do, to be still.
And I feel the peace when I'm still and not making any sudden moves or any of that. I feel more peace because you can feel the peace of God all around you when you're making the decision that God wants you to make. His peace and his Shekinah glory surrounds you, and you feel I'm at peace with this. So, yes, woman of God, I thank the Lord for you. And I thank the Lord for your ministering spirit, you know, that he has given you for everybody to partake of.
Thank you. Give him the glory.
Give God the glory, praise, and honor.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for you tonight. I really do. And I'm going to be still because I feel such a peace when God says, be still, be still.
Yeah, you're going to have that peace upon you. And you'll know, God will know, because I'm telling you, there's time. I'm just, I do a lot of, I don't hate to take that. I don't want people to think all about me when I take them off. But I know when he say be still, be still, he sees ahead, it might not be the time. When I was on my job, I want to get out that department. Oh, Lord, please, please, Lord, please, please. Oh, boy, please, please. And I would go and apply for jobs, get the interview, got the experience. I done been in commercial, the residential, customer service. So the experience was there. But I would get denied. And people just got hired on the job and been there for 3 and 5 months. They get the job. And I'm like, what? But you know what? God was protecting me. He shut that down because every last one of those jobs I applied for, don't you know them job end up shutting down? One of the jobs that I applied for, they was only there for 2 months. And they stopped exit. Every last one of those jobs that I applied for was exit. They did not last. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God see ahead. And he was saying, no, because if I would have took them job, I probably had a job way sooner than I was. Because some job did not even last long with the company. So every door that shit is not from the enemy. That's God protecting us. And so once I realized, oh, wow, they job already gone. Them people, they didn't got laid off or they got to find them somewhere else to go. He was protecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that, well, I'm not going to complain. You was protecting me, Lord. So I just kept my mouth closed and say, well, Lord, when it's time, when it's your time, you will move me and I'm going to have a peace by it. I'm going to have a peace. You going to do it.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God.
God,
I feel the peace.
There you go.
God bless you.
I'm not saying that this case will happen. I'm telling you by experience for me. So I say he be shitting for he protect. Well, I thank you for calling in, and may God bless you, and just trust him. Let him order your steps. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you have a blessed weekend.
You too have a blessed and wonderful weekend.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, man, let's see. Okay. 951-966. This is LaShawn. That's who's calling. And where you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Regina.
Regina, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's
how
good.
Are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful.
Yes.
God is good. God is good.
Yes, he is all the time.
Yeah.
I do want to pray that, well, one of my daughters started school, so I just want to pray that, she'll be able to stay in it and finish it to the end, and then that God would, open doors for the other two to be focused and go. I know we're going through a lot, but God is still blessed. He's still covering us, blessing us, and so, making changes in our life. So I thank him for what he's already done.
Amen.
And what he's doing.
Yes. Because I'm telling you, Regina, it's like a smile. This is the season for you is the tear of joy. Your tears going to be joy in this season. Even the things with your family, things is being broken off your family. Sometimes it's like a banana. You peel the layers at a time. Sometimes you have to take one layer at a time. But when God is done, it's going to be looking just the way he wanted. And keep your eyes up on Christ this season. Keep your eyes up on Christ. I thank the Lord what he's doing in your life, where he brought you from, and where he's brought you from. breaking you too. Mm-hmm. Even when the adversary trying to come and try to sneak in to try to bring back memories, God going to sharpen you up and sharpen your tools up that he's not going to be able to come and shake you and move you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is not going to be able to shake you and move you, period. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is bringing you to a place that everything is going to be all well, all good.
Thank you.
And he's showing you, keep coming, my daughter. Keep following these breadcrumbs. Keep letting me order your step. Keep coming. It might take a little step at a time. I'm not looking for you to take a big, giant step, Regina. I want you to take these little bit of steps. You to take a little bit of step because I don't want you to miss, my daughter, what I'm doing. I don't want you to miss that I'm doing it. I don't want you to miss that I'm helping you. I don't want you to miss that it's me that brought you through. I want you to miss. I want you to see everything that I'm doing in your life and this hour and this season. So take the little bit of it, baby step. Don't try to leap over. Don't try to jump over. Don't try to take on yourself. Take these little bit of steps because you're going to know that I am God Almighty. And you're going to know that God is standing up with you. And you're going to know that God is changing the situation around your group. You're going to know because he wants you to take a little bit of steps. Don't get ahead of him. Don't even get ahead of him. Take the baby steps. The steps of a righteous man is order. Take the baby step. Because those baby steps going to bring you peace. The baby step going to bring your healing and deliverance. The baby step is going to bring the change in the young out the neck of your daughter. My God, those baby steps. Take the baby step. Don't be afraid to take the baby step. Don't go out there in the deep water before your time. Stay right here and take the baby step.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you hear that? The little baby steps. God, he don't want you to miss what he got for you. So take it. You know, you take the leap of faith. But see, people think the leap of faith that you got to jump up high. No, stay right here and take the baby step.
Amen.
You just say, it's okay. Let's take it. When the enemy try to come in and try to, and see, they look, think he's slick trying to break up your path and try to point finger and say, it's because of you. You wasn't this. You didn't do it. You tell him to shut and get behind thee.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So, Father God, thank you for your daughter. I just thank you that your hand is just reaching out and you just said, you don't have to take big giant. You don't have to be so big. He knows you. Sometimes you like to. And I think that's the reason why I say take the little baby still. It's okay. Because you want to make sure. Am I doing this right? Is this where I need to go? You kind of examine. Is this where you want me to be? Is this the place you want me to be? Did I say this right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pleased with you. You kind of trying to make sure you are doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
What I see you doing. So, trust me, at the end, it's going to be good. You're going to be smiling. This is your season of joy. In Jesus' name, so I thank you, Father God, for the season of joy. I thank you for the season of restoring her body, restoring her family. Father God, it's okay for her to take a little bit of step because you're ordering her step. You're leading her in the path of righteousness. So, Father God, I thank you. Continue to follow the path of righteousness. Don't matter how it looks, how it sounds. Continue to follow the path of righteousness. Sometimes you don't have to jump. You don't have to run. Just take your time. Just take your time. God, we got it. We got it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
There
Thank
you go, Regina.
Amen. Thank you. Excuse me. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. So,
Amen.
And you know when you were talking about your daughter and stuff like that, if I was praying early today, you know, over the church, I didn't even know school was some schools are still in, because I got a word about a school, and, you know, y'all pray over school, because I didn't like what I heard about a school shooting. I'm like, school shooting, school out, but I found out that some schools are still in. But, you know, I have two nieces that's graduating, but the Holy Spirit was telling me, don't forget about the class 2020. Keep your eyes on the class of 2020. See, they didn't get a chance to walk across the stage. They didn't get a chance. They felt like they were left out. But he said, don't forget about the class 2020. Those are going to be the one. Keep your eyes on those that was in 2020, because those are the one you're going to see some really, really think God is going to use those children that people forgot about, that they felt so left out, that they didn't even get a chance to walk across the stage. They had to drive by. Congratulations. They had to drive by in their car. They, God said, the 2020, watch out, watch. What the Spirit of the Living God is saying, those kids in 2020, those kids is on the rise. Now, all the kids, you know, kids graduate, they get a chance to walk across the stage this year. Those kids felt like they was left out. No, they wasn't left. Eyes on them. God's going to use them mighty. God ain't forgot about it. He know what they was doing, because everything that's going on was not God. That was not of God. What the hell is going to mess those kids in 2020? You better understand tonight. He's going to bless those kids in 2020. That's what he told me today. Keep your eyes on those that you did not see walk across the stage in 2020. God is going to bless them. It's like they got an inheritance coming towards their way. My God, celebrate them. He loves all children. But I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit was telling me this afternoon. Keep your eyes up on them. It's like he's going to give them an inheritance. He's going to raise them up. Because these kids felt like they was left out. You know, they didn't get, you know, they go to the pump, or you know, they didn't get to do what the kids before they did, and the kids now, they got the chance to get the, even though they got their campus down, they had to look at stuff on the computer, get the name called out. They didn't get a chance to go to the prom. There is a lot of stuff they felt that they were missed out on, but God is going to bless them. Oh my God, God is going to bless the kids in 2020. You better, I'm telling you, he's going to bless those kids 2020. He ain't forget. He will walk himself in his earth. That is, so we got any child that was that graduated in 2020 that they felt like they got cheated, give them this prophetic word. They didn't cheat nothing. God seen everything. And encourage them that you have been blessed to come. Doors are going to open up for those children. Even going to college, jobs, I'm telling you, doors is going to open up for them. Those kids in 2020, they think they did not get the right to walk across the stage. Not walking across the stage, and, you know, your name is, to them, it is important to. But honey, it's very important to have your name in the book, because he already got it. Amen. So,
Amen.
said, wow. One thing about no kids in 2020, both my kids and graduated. That's what the Holy Spirit spoke to me today about. The 2022.
Mm-hmm.
That they were left out.
Yeah, things are different from the norm as they know it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God is going to, God, a lot of things come to them. God didn't forget about them. He ain't forgot about it. Some blessings coming to them. He's going to bless all his children, but the Holy Spirit just spoke to me about them.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. Yep. That's it.
Well, Regina, is there anything else?
No, that's it. Just in shine.
Well, you the last comment. Nobody else have their hands up. Well, I just want to see well, I'm going to go ahead and end it tonight because I need to get myself preparation. We're going out to serve the youth, and I need to kind of go out of town to pick up my grandchildren so they can be here. So look how God worked things out. I'm getting off here early. So thank God.
We have a safe trip. Yes.
Oh, thank you. But I just thank you. God bless you. But I just want to say this to all those parents that have children that's graduated. If they coming out of pre-K to first kindergarten, let me remember, I've been out of school for so long. Y'all help me out. I think it's pre-K to kindergarten to first grade to second grade to third grade to fourth to fifth to sixth, sixth to seventh, seven to eight to nine to 10 to 11, 11 to 12. You graduate, you go to college, depending on going to junior college, 2 year, 4 year, whatever grade you have been promoting, whatever you are graduating to get a job, whatever you're doing, always tell your children to put God first. Trust God. Mm-hmm. Look to the hill which your help comes from. Put the word in your children now so when they go to college or whatever they do, they're going to find their way back. Not to you, but back to God. That's what we want them to find their way back to God. Get them in the Word. So we want to congratulate everybody that's in school. That's 2020 or whatever 2020. But God. So we want to say congratulations. Congratulations to you all. Congratulations to the parents, especially those that walked across the stage, because some of them wasn't easy. By the strength of God, they got through it. It's accomplished.
Yes.
But we want them to go farther. But farther, we want them to have to know Christ and who he is. So I want to congratulate the parents as well. Congratulations.
Yes.
May God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God shine his face upon you. May God guide you. May God teach you thy way. Teach you his way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just pray that you will know the voice of God, that you know that he is real, that you know Jesus is real, that you will know Jesus is the way, he's the truth, he's the living God.
Yes.
He's a true minister. I just pray that God would touch the young generation's ears and that he will move them through his eyes. So every attack that's coming from the enemy, we take authority over. We break the power. Oh, Father God, we even ask that the angel encamp around the children that's still in school. Whatever the plan, because what I heard, a school shooting on the last day of school, and I'm like, well, school is out. But I found out that school is still in. Some school is still in, and they are still in until the end of the month. pray and come against this. I heard school shooting on the last day, so we canceled it. Even Father God, give us more revelation. I heard Colorado. I heard somewhere in Colorado. So Father God, we canceled it. We take authority over it. Oh Father God, we ask that the angel to go and camp around every school. Every schoolyard, every schoolhouse. Father God, expose the plan of the enemy. Father God, expose the map. Expose what they're trying to do. We cover the children up under the blood of Jesus. We cover them up under the head of the Jesus. Protect them to the east and protect them to the west and protect them to the south and the north. In the state of Texas, we speak over every school and fill in. Oh, Father God, we cancel the plan. We cancel the plan. We cancel the plan. We take authority. No child will not be shot. And oh, Father God, we ask that you sever the plan of the enemy. And we thank you for showing us the plan so we can pray against it. When we speak about things like this, y'all, open your mouth and pray against it.
Yes.
Pray against it. It's a warning.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen.
So no children will live a long life. We declare and decree it and speak it over a life that they shall have life abundantly. We come against any premature death. In the name of Jesus, they will not die by a bullet or a gun. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we cover them up under the blood of Jesus. So we cancel your plan. We see your plan, and your plan will not happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to cover the children. Continue to cover the property. That no weapon formed against them not prosper. Father God, we cover them and stay out on break. Summer break. Father God, we ask that you be cover them, even if they go and sweep them, either sweep and push, and no kid will drown. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, and travel with their parents, there will not be no premature death, no premature, no car accident. In the name of Jesus, that these children will draw to you. Let it be more Bible study. Let them be Bible school, things that they can go, a house of prayer, a house of worship. Father God, pour your spirit out of them. Pour your spirit in Chicago. Pour your spirit in Colorado. Pour your spirit in North and South Carolina, in Florida, in the state of Texas. Father God, cover the mind of these young men. Cover the mind of these young women. Keep them safe, Father God. Even you speak to them not to go to that party. You speak to them not to go to the party. You speak to them to get off the line because there's a predator on the line trying to get after your daughter. You speak to them, Father God. They can make spirit up that they will know your voice, not to get in the car. You speak to them, Father God, that they should not go to the mall. You speak to them, Father God, for them not to be heading down the wrong direction. Speak to them, Father God, touch their ears and touch their eyes. Oh, do it, Father.
Yes,
do it in this season. Do it, Father. Do it in this season.
Yes, Jesus.
Snatch them from the mouth of the dragon. Snatch them from the mouth of the adversary. Snatch them by your spirit. Snatch them up, Father God. Snatch them up, Father God. Snatch them from depression. Snatch them from suicide. Snatch them, Father God. Oh, Father God, snatch them. Too many young people that the enemy is trying to take out. But this year, this summer, these children, we speak that should live and they should have life abundantly.
Yes.
We speak Jeremiah 29:11. You know the plan for their life, and it's good and not an evil because you say so.
Yes.
And when you say so, we're going to stamp it. Oh, you begin to call your children name out. Call your children name out and say they should live. Call their name out. They will be set up and set apart. Set apart from all the others.
Yes.
Set apart. They will not do what others do. Pray for the children. in this season. Get with other people that you can come to pray. Because my God, Holy Spirit, you speaking right now. I wasn't even planning on going this way. But when school start back, my God, start praying. I'm going to say it again. Start praying right now. When school start back this time, there are going to be rules changed. The rules not going to be the same. Thus said the Lord. Get connected to God so he can direct your path and speak to you about what you should do with your children. You need to pay attention to the laws. You need to pay attention of what. Get involved with the school district. Get involved with your state and know the laws that they are passing in the schools. The law's not going to be the same when your kids go back. Somebody better write this prophecy down. The law's not going to be the same when your children go back to school this school year. Get involved. Do partition and get involved. Have parent night. Start calling parents on the phone. If you can homeschool your kids, homeschool your kids. Things is going to change. When the Son of Man come back, it's going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Noah. Open your eyes, people. See what they doing, people. And you not looked in the stores on the boys' side, how they are making boys' clothes look like girls' clothes. Do you not hear the Spirit of the Living God is saying to you tonight that you better catch it with your eyes. Better catch it with your eyes. The laws in the school have already changed. I'm just going to prevent it. You're not going to have a right over your children. I'm going to say it again. They trying to take rights away from the parent. They ain't going to need your consent. Oh, the Holy Spirit. They ain't going to need your consent for your child that's in elementary. Pray right now. Get a group of women in your city. Start praying. Go over to school. Walk around the schools. Pray. Get up on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Get a group of your family and get a group of people in your church and say, let's go to the elementary school. Let's go to the school board. Let's walk around Congress and pray. Everything that the enemy is trying to conjure up, let's tear it down. Every Jericho wall come down in the school district. Every Jericho wall come down in the Congress. Begin to pray. Begin to cry out for these children. I'm telling you, things are about to change.
Jesus.
Oh, I didn't want to go there, but things are about to change. You're going to see a drastic change in the school. Okay. Okay. Watch. Start praying now. When people, I'm just not on PGN, but if you know anybody saying prayer line at this time, get together, prayer, you better come together and pray. Pray with the ones that know how to pray. You better pray with the ones that know how to pray. Start walking. This is where the revival is going to come in your neighborhood. Start getting with women. You don't got time to gospel. You don't got time to backbite. That's where a lot of prayers is being held up because you're too busy gospel and backbiting and talk about people. Shut that down. Shut it up. Get together and use your mouth for the kingdom of God. Who am I talking to tonight? Use your mouth for the kingdom of God. Hey, we're going to help on Monday night. Don't have prayer night. Let's walk the neighborhood. Let's go up here to my son elementary school. Let's pray. We're gonna walk around this school into every demonic activity, every demonic wall come down. Mm-hmm. Ain't no child finna lose their life. They not finna die of suicide. Ain't no drugs finna come into mm-hmm. this neighborhood. No drugs for the coming to this school, because you're going to get together with other parents and you're going to bombard heaven and you're going to command the money, activity, the principality and power in your neighborhood to leave
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Y'all, I gave y'all the word. Maybe y'all going to do it. I'm telling
Amen.
You. Get with some group of people, Amen. Just not just women, men, and start walking in your neighborhood to take power and authority. It's the principality and the power. Go to the school and walk over the schools and command these things to come out. Command God's word to be in the school, even though the law, they took prayer out the school. But if I promise you, if you get together with a group of people and go and walk around that school every week, you are praying over that school. You are calling that school.
Yeah.
Go and look at some of the story of some old saints, your old great-great-grandmama, your old great-great-great-granddaddy, they used to walk the neighborhood. They used to walk and
yeah.
pray. You, in those neighborhoods, they can leave the windows open. They can leave their car unlocked. It didn't nothing didn't happen in that neighborhood, because you know why? They prayed over the neighborhood. You know why things didn't happen in the school? Because they had prayers in the school, but they had prayers
yes.
night in people's home. In basement, they were praying until 12 and 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't rushing prayer. They weren't trying to say, we're going to do a dedicated prayer for 15, 20 minutes. Those people, the old people, your great-grandmama, your great-great-grandmama, your great-great-great-granddaddy, they was praying.
Amen.
To cover the children.
Amen.
We are the mouthpiece for these children today.
Yes.
And we need to pray like never before. Might sound crazy to y'all, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Get with
mm.
you. If people don't want to get with you and they want to sit on their phone talking gossip about people, you need to disconnect to them. This is serious time. Our children is
yes.
in trouble. Our children is in trouble. They are passing laws, y'all. They are passing laws.
Mm.
That we better get together on our face and on our knees and pray like never before.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for California. My God, there's God, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit speaking. He's been speaking. He gave my word, California, even in California, pray for California, because last week I was here in California, the bottomless pit. And I said, Lord, what are you saying about the bottomless pit? What is that? So I told my son, I said, I'm here in California, the bottomless pit. He said, well, mama, you know, he said, well, is it in the ocean? I said, I just heard California, the bottomless pit. So I said, let me look up something to do my research. Listen, pray for California. And then I was on YouTube just worshiping. Some other prophetic person came on and said, there's going to be darkness over California. I have family in California. Pray for your state and region against these principality and power. That there's a lot of laws that's come out of California. That California, it's like that California and New York. I don't know what goes on with them, but they laws, these were the law. I don't know if these like the law ground where they store first. But a lot of things California is doing that God is not happy with. And we have to have a cry, because he want to bring a revival to California. There should be a great cry coming out of California where they travailing. There should be a great cry coming out of Texas. There should be a great cry. The California, New York, and North Carolina, I can't remember. If you go look at some of their laws, they trying to come against God's word, trying to get rid of the Bibles in California. In North Carolina, they passing laws saying you can't save Jesus. They want to get rid of you. Pray, oh, you can pray, but you better not save Jesus. They got lost in Florida. You know, even the governor in Florida and Texas trying to fight, but there's laws that they implement and trying to pass. So we have to pray. We have to pray. We want to see God mercy. We have to pray for the White House. We have to pray. There's going to be some exposure going on, very exposure going on, and there are going to be some people that's going to grow in the White House. There are going to be people, God already know what these people have done, and they cannot hide no more. Big exposure, and they are going down because God been saying, humble yourself, seek me. They are doing stuff with other nations. They are doing stuff that's causing things to happen, and God is getting tired of it. He's not playing. There is a hedge hammer is going to be released upon the White House. A hedge hammer going to slam down upon this nation. I'm telling you, that's why we got to pray and stay on our faith, because you are messing with children. You are doing things that God is not pleased with. Even in the book tellers, when you are wicked and dirty, the ground begins to spit you out. In United States, a lot of states, California, Washington, North Carolina, Florida, a lot of states, New York, is being spit out the mouth of the ground. You better hear. You better hear tonight. You better hear tonight. These are the prophetic word that God give his people that's watchmen on the wall. And we have to have an ear to hear so we can pray. I don't know why the Holy Spirit shook me like that. But sometimes he just say stuff we don't have no control what he put down on the inside of us to say. I don't know why he wanted me to say that, because maybe it's on the air, but I have to, whatever the Holy Spirit is doing, I just got to do. Pray this upcoming school year, when it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. Even kids ain't going to want to go back to school. Do y'all hear tonight? It's not going to be the same. We're trying for the mercy of God get a hold to that he released a hammer, that he will change this situation around and do it quickly. Do what you need to do, Father God. Do it, God. Do what you need to do. Rip them out. Rip the wicked people out of these places and put your righteous people up in there. Change this situation right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cry out for this nation in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I hear earth strike. I hear earth strike. I'm telling you, I'm going to go ahead and get off of this.
Y'all,
I'm telling you something. There could be another pandemic coming. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit come. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I received in the lab. My God, I see the hedge, the sledgehammer being released on the lab. Pray over the pharmaceutical, the medicine. These wicked people think they're going to get away with some stuff. Pray over medicine. Ask God, we got to get our body right. And I just say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Father, for I had to repent about the way I not emphasize and stuff like that. I'm asking God to give us herbs and teach us, give us wisdom, because they're going to mess with the medicine, the pharmaceutical. They're weak, and they may already been weak, but they pray over the medicine. Pray over the medicine. But there's another thing that's coming. And I really feel sorry for these people that they have tricked and fooled with this vaccine. Oh my God. Oh, God, I'm just telling y'all. There's, I'm telling y'all. We, I'm telling you, I hate, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. But what I see, there's something I posted on Facebook by a deaf angel. You have to know about what's a deaf angel. You know, we know that we have the fallen angels and stuff, but I post this on Facebook that I seen that this deaf angels running around. Y'all don't think that thing's still here. Y'all haven't seen anything yet. Wait for it. With this vaccine. Wait. Y'all about to really see something. Y'all better go back. I'm telling you, that vaccine, you about to see some change in this vaccine. Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pray over the women wound that took this vaccine. Pray over their wounds. I'm telling you, this vaccine is not of God. It's not of God. They lying about the number and how many people are dying behind it. Mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to your body. Just watch. Watch. Ask God to open your eyes to it. Even, come on, y'all. Wake up. Wake up. Shake your people. Wake them up, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wake them up. Something got to be wrong with it. They keep trying to offer people to, we're going to give you scholarship. We're going to give
right.
you this. Just, come on now. Wake up, y'all. Wake up. What
it,
is
yeah,
this strange? And this one, my son come and say, Mama, we're going to have to take the shot to get the job, work on our job. I told him, don't you do it.
Right.
Wake up, and I had to tell him what's going on behind it. I'm trying to look up some because this is a Bible verse came to me, but I want to make sure I'm saying it right. I tell you, let me make sure. Okay, yeah, Mark 8:30. I just heard this, Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain
mm-hmm.
the whole world and lose his own soul?
Mm-hmm.
Every time
wow.
I think about that vaccine and stuff like that, and they trying to implement. Your children needed to go to school. You needed even a church. If you don't get this, stay at home. You can't come to church. Oh, you! If you want this money to work, you're going to have to get this. And so remember this Bible verse, y'all, Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Mm-hmm.
What mark you going to have? You going to have the mark, and you really got to understand what it means by the mark of the beast. You going to have the marking of God, because what's in your forehead? Your brain. Where if you got the mind, what a brain, your mind. Do you got the mind of Christ to know false prophet? Do you have the mind of Christ to know that the anti-spirit is already here? Now catch what I say. Anti-spirit is already amongst us. Not the
mm-hmm.
anti-Christ is here, but the anti-spirit is already among us. That's what's going on now. That's what they're doing now. Anything that come against the knowledge and the true word of God is an anti-Christ spirit. So what do you have in your head? You have a brain, and your brain's supposed to be the mind, and we supposed to have a mind of Christ. We got the mind of Christ. We gonna know woe to those who trying to make evil good. Oh, come to
mm-hmm.
here. just take this shot. Yeah, if you want to come worship with us and pray with us, you got to get vaccine. Woe unto them. Woe unto them that make evil good and good and evil. Woe unto them. There are so many woes. And if you understand what the word woe, do you have the mind of Christ and know when the woes is being sounded out? Because he's speaking to them. Woe unto them. Mislead. He's saying, let my people go, and they refuse to do it. And people don't say, God will send a pledge. He will send things to show them. You've been trying to manipulate my people. I dare you to try to recreate something that I created. God created. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the creator of all men. When it say men, he's talking about all human beings, women and men. He is the creator, because when he created everything and spoke everything, he said it is good. So I dare you in the White House. I dare you, Bill Gates. I dare you, you false prophet. I dare you, you doctors, trying to recreate the DNA that I created. My people have my DNA. I dare you to try to recreate and clone things that I created. This is what said the Lord, my God, I better get out of here because the Holy Spirit is moving on her. I dare you to try to create. I dare you, China. I dare you, Russia. I dare you to lock up my mouthpiece in Canada. I dare you to try to crucify something that belongs to me. God is saying that. Woe unto you. Oh, I better get off of here. I better get off of here. God is about to release the hedge. I'm telling you, he's about to release that hammer down upon this nation. And whatever he releases, you're going to feel the ricochet of it. A sledgehammer. That's what I see the spirit around. And you're going to feel the effect. Those who have an ear to hear it, those who have an eye to see it, they're going to see it because it's going to split this earth in half. Oh, y'all don't understand. God is the creator. And when you mess with something that God created, Holy Spirit, you better cry out like you never before. You better understand that they mess with the wrong one. They mess with the wrong one. You want God to come off his throne? Oh, you think he won't? You're messing with the wrong one. And they going down. They going down. Or God, people, he's going to take care of the righteous one. The wicked shall fall in this season. The wicked is going to fall. In Jesus' name. Well, Holy Spirit, I thank you. Holy Spirit, we're going to continue to be the watchman on the wall. Spirit, we're going to speak your word, because one thing I know, your word is not going to come back to you for. Sometimes you got to send a warning sound, and I see a boomerang coming from heaven. I see a boomerang being released from heaven, and this boomerang is about to knock all of them down. But Father God, your word is going to go out. It's going to go out, and when your word speak, when your word come from your throne, sometimes it will shake this earth. They don't understand. The Israelite, they heard your word. It sound like thunder. The Israelite, even when they heard the trumpet sound, when Moses was up on the mountain, it put fear up in them. This world ain't seen nothing yet. You the same today, yesterday, and forever. Oh, you will speak. You will get off your throne and come down on the pillar of fire. Oh, Father God, you will shake up that White House like a shaking that never be shaken before. You're going to clean house in the White House. Oh, Father God, you see the hands of the wicked. And Father God, they're going to have their day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for protecting us. We thank you for protecting our children. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, continue to use us to be your mouthpiece over the airways. Oh, Father God, you even gave a word, a prophetic word that you are gathering up. You are gathering up your true women and men of God. You are gathering them up from the east, the west, the north, and south. And this gathering up shall be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And it will not be stopped. They cannot stop it because you doing it. You're going to get the revival. The revival is going to go to Canada. The revival is going to hit Texas. The revival is going to hit Africa. The revival is going to hit India. Oh, Father God, the revival is coming. It's going to be a revival like never before. You're going to raise up this young generation in Chicago. Oh, Father God, you're raising them up. It's going to be you, your spirit. You're going to snatch them out of poverty. You're going to snatch them up, Father God. It's going to be you do it. You're going to do it. Well, thank you. I cover everybody on here. I cover you. I speak life into you. The life that Jesus promised. The life abundantly. Stand on his word in this season. Look to the hill which your help come from. God gonna fight for you. God gonna guide you. He's gonna order your step. The Lord will protect you from all evil. Not some, all. He will keep your life. You will not lose your life. I'm speaking and I'm prophesying over you that's still on here that you should not lose your life. I declare and decree in Psalms 121 over your life that the Lord will protect you from all evil and you will keep your life. God gonna guard you. He's going to protect you. He's going to guard your coming in, going out, and coming in. Everything that you do from this day forward, God's going to have his hand on it. Trust him. Believe him. Stand on his word. Know that the Lord is your keeper. Know the Lord is your right hand. He's going to protect you because he's your help, and your help comes from the Lord who have made heaven and earth. Thank you for joining us tonight. May God bless you. May God shine his face on you. May God keep you in all his ways. Stay in the will of God. Trust him in the mighty name of Jesus. And remember Jeremiah 29:11. God love you and he know the plans that he have for your life because he said it. It's good and not an evil so you can have an expected end. And that's what we speak over you tonight. Love. Thank you for staying on the phone. Do you have anything? Do you have anything to say, Regina? Did you hear anything? Did you hear anything?
No, I was just taking notes. No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Thank God.
Well,
let's do prophetic instructions. Yes. Let's do a baby.
Amen. So we thank you for coming on. Like I said, I don't see anybody else with their hands up. So, okay, one person came on, put their hand up. Okay, Regina, you don't mind holding on if you want to stay on.
Okay,
hold on. 605-390. This is Sister LaShawn. Mrs. Collin, where are you calling from?
Arkansas.
Carla from Arkansas. How you doing, Carla?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing great. Well, we were just about to end the show and you came on. Hallelujah.
I was kind of late coming on tonight. I'm just having a rough night. I'm going some prayer really quick. And it's, God's got a word for me, that would be great too.
Well, you know, good thing. I mean, come on now. Is there a special prayer request?
What was that?
Did you have something that you want me to pray for?
Well, I've been going through a hard time with, you know, for a while with health and marital problems. And, you know, I find myself sitting here now pretty much by myself in a house that I don't like, that I didn't want to start with. And, you know, I've kind of been feeling like that it's what God wanted, but sometimes you're just not so sure. I mean, I don't know. It just feels like my life is falling apart, just honestly, and I just don't know which way to go.
Okay. And, you know, when you get a chance, go back and listen to the beginning of the show, because we were talking about, in matter of fact, Psalms 121, you know, when you lift your eyes up to the hills, for which, from where shall your help come from? Even that's a question mark. From where shall my help come? There's a question mark after that. So when you get to verse 2, my help come from the Lord. And so that's a question mark I want to say to you. Where do your help come from? Where is your help coming from in this season? Even though you can't see it. But where is your help coming from? When we look, okay, amen. Thank you, Father God. So when you begin to lift your eyes up to the hill, from my help come from, question more. I want you to write I want you to write Psalms 121 down. And I want you to even write 7 times. I don't know why you gave me this, Holy Spirit. Write 7 times. From where shall my help come from? Question more. I want you to write that down 7 times. Before you go to bed, I want you to repeat to yourself. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to repeat it to yourself. Do that for 7 days before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. God really gonna show you where your help come from, and he ain't forgot about you. God wants you to keep your eyes on him, not look to the left. My husband ain't here. I'm in the house that I don't know. Then you look into the place. Lord, you ain't asked for me. I want to leave this place. I don't have money. I'm going through stuff. I'm about to break down. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Then you going back to the left. I don't know what I'm going to do with my family. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm depression. I need something to make me sleep. Then you're going right to the right. I say, look to where your help come from. Write it 7 times. And say it in the morning and before you go to bed. Because when you go down to the verse 2, my help comes from the Lord. Every time you write it, you ask yourself, I don't want to be in this house no more. Where did your help come from? Where your help come from? Oh, you gave me this house. Where did your help come from? I'm in this house, but where did my help come from? Where's my strength coming from? Where's my peace coming from? Where's my respiration coming from? Where's my restore coming from? Where's my chill? My God, break for her right now. Break out for her right now. Break out for her right now. Where's her peace coming from? Where's her help coming from? Where's her restorer coming from? Where's her shield coming from? You break up out for her right now. Since you was the last caller, God is going to heal you. God is going to set you free. Because where the spirit of the living God is, freedom in your mind, freedom while you sleep, freedom in that house. God's gonna shift that house. You gonna have peace up in the house. You gonna have peace in your body. You gonna rest tonight. Oh, Holy Spirit, rest upon your daughter. Release it right now. Release it to me, because where your help comes from, it's coming from the Lord. He said, release your husband, release your master, release your mind. Release it to me tonight. He wants you to release it right now. Release that out, so release. I felt the breath. My God, my God. Help your daughter out tonight. Help her, purge her tonight. Deliver her tonight. Set her free her shop tonight. Her help is coming from you, Lord. Her help is not coming from that house.
Yeah.
Her help is not coming from that man. Her help is coming from you, my God. Oh, my God. Come on. Your help coming from God. And he wants you to know this, dog. That's where your enemy trying to get you to it. They're trying to get you to a place. We pull you out that darkness. Oh, Father God, let your light shine upon your door tonight. Oh, Father God, let her feel your presence tonight. We speak, break up off of her mind. You come up off her mind, you loose her. God giving you power and authority. You get yourself up and you speak to yourself. My help comes from the Lord. Oh, Father God, you are my strong power. You are my help. You are my provider. He's your husband right now. He's your husband. He's your husband. He's your provider. He's your shield. He's your fortune. Oh, do you hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you tonight, my daughter? I ain't finna leave you in that darkness. I ain't finna leave you stagnated. You wanna get yourself up. Just have to receive. I'm here with you. Oh, I feel it breaking. I'm here with you. Just come on and let me hug you and let me love on you and remember I ain't forgot about you. I seen it all. I see what you're going through. I see the pain. I see that you want to give up. I see the hurt. I see what happened to you. I see how they put their mouth on you. What they said about you, and I see what you said about yourself. I see it all, and I want to heal and deliver you. I want to set you free. Oh, my word, my anointing destroyed every yoke. I destroyed every yoke around your head. Oh, I bind your strong man of rejection. What left you? God ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to leave you in that dark place. I ain't gonna leave you in that vulnerable place. I am who I am. I am who I am. I am who I am. I am your provider. I am your help. I am your shield and your strong tower. Get in that place with me, my daughter. Get in the place with me. I want to give you peace. So we speak the peace over you tonight. The peace that passes all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe on your daughter right now. Breathe on her. Breathe, restore the life back in her. We break the power of fear and doubt. We come against depression and everything they're trying to oppress her. We take authority over it right now, and I command your healing. I command your peace. I command your rest. I command that you will rest right. I command that you will have peace in your mind, peace in your body. We cancel every sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You saved the best for last. You knew your daughter was going to call in. God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Just release it.
Mm-hmm.
Just release it. Oh, just release it. It's going to break. It's going to break. It's going to break. It's going to break. Just release it. It's going to break. It's going to break, and you're going to feel it. Just release it. Oh, for God, God, we ask that you forgive her. Forgive her even worse than she spoke. Forgive her, Father God. We repent and we renounce for the words that she even spoke over herself.
Mm-hmm.
That she spoke over her marriage. She spoke towards her husband. Oh, Father God, we ask that you forgive her. Oh, Father God, you are a loving God. You is a forgiving God. So, Father God, we speak forgiveness. We speak that she will... She will know that you are going to forgive her, because that's who you are. You love us even when we in our midst, when we in distress. You love us, Father God, and the love that he has for you cannot be taken from him. He loves you. Mm.
Yeah, it was him.
And he ain't forgot about you. When you begin to release, give a house to him. Give a husband to him. Give the children to him. Give yourself to him. Lay at the feet of Jesus. Get low. You, oh, my God. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My kesikiri kaman. Oh, kosikiri kamaka so kiri kaman. Oh, my kiso kiri kaman. La, da, da, da. He come on, ha, so crazy, come on. Oh, mama, mama, come on, da, 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 come on. Oh, mama, mama, come on, da, 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 come on. Oh, mama, you know how to warm the prostitute. Damn it, she feet. She washed his feet with his fear, with her fear, and she began to dry it up with his hair, with her hair. I'm sorry, you ain't finna take over my mouth, but the lady, she was not an ordinary lady. She was a prostitute. She got down to Jesus' feet. She got love to his feet, and she began to cry, and her tears washed his feet, and she began to right with her hair. Oh, my daughter, that's what I see you doing to the feet of Jesus. So, spirits that you're crying right now, Jesus is catching it with his hand. Oh, mama, kisikiri, come on. So you lay at the feet of Jesus. He already knows. If you got to get in a place where you got to holler, scream, do what you need to do, because he already know. Stay at his feet. Your tears is not hitting the ground. He's catching the tears. Wash his feet with your tears. Wash the feet of Jesus with your tears. Wash his feet with your tears. And just stay there and watch what happens. So, Father God, I thank you. Oh, Father God, I thank you. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I don't know if you feel it, Regina. I don't know if y'all feel it. There's something going on in the spirit. Oh, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for her release. I thank you for healing your daughter. I thank you. There's a breaking that's coming upon her right now. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your peace. I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for catching her tears. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for restoring her. I thank you for raising her up. I thank you for turning the situation around. I thank you for answering this prayer. I thank you, Father God, because you are her strong power. You are her strength. Oh, God is giving you strength that you don't think you got, my daughter. He's giving you the strength. Jesus is your strength in this hour. Receive it. Oh, receive it. Receive it. Thank you. Oh, receive it. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you. Trouble don't last too long. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. Trust him. Yes. I know. Regina, I don't know, you know, she went through something for his marriage. I tell you, God knew what he was doing tonight. I've been through a divorce. It wasn't easy. You got two women on here that's coming together. He said when two or more here on earth come into agreement with him in heaven, he got through it, and he got me through it, and he's going to get you through it. It's not going to be easy. Connect with someone you can, if it's just you got to call PG, whoever God leads you yes. to, stay connected.
Reach
God
out.
Is yes. your strength. He is your strength.
Amen.
When you wake up mm-hmm. every day, say, Lord, thank you for my strength. Jesus, you yes. my strength. And you continue to speak that word. From where shall my help come from?
Yes.
And know that your help is coming from the Lord. He's mm-hmm. not going to allow your foot to slip. You're going to have to really stand on his word.
Yeah.
He's going to get you through. He's going to get you through. It's okay to cry. Yes, it's okay to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come and shut the door and scream and holler and throw things. Just sit back down at the feet of Jesus and say, okay, here I am. I'm done.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I'm done. I'm done kicking and screaming and hollering. I'm all yours. Do what you need to do with me. I'm all yours. What do you want to do with me? What do you want to do with me, Lord? You know, me, Lord. Clean me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. Set me free, Lord. I don't want to be in this place. It don't feel good in this place. I feel alone, Lord. I know you here. You will begin to feel the mm-hmm. presence of God like never before. I need you in this hour. I need you tonight. Oh, Father God, I need you. I cannot do this without you. You fight this for me. Fight this mm-hmm. for me. Jesus, when he was crying out in the garden, he was praying, Lord, take this cup away from me, because he knew what yeah. he was about to go through. Take this cup away from me, but not my will, mm-hmm. but your will. Oh my God, who am I talking to tonight? Mm-hmm. Take this cup away from me. I can't do it. I need you to take mm-hmm. this cup away from me. It's too much, but not my will, but your will. Because when your will be done, mm-hmm. everything's going to change. When your will be done, I'm going to drink from the cup of righteousness. When your will be done, I ain't going to never thirst no more. When mm-hmm. your will be done, oh, God, do you hear me tonight? Oh, Jesus, help us.
Mm.
Not my will, but your will. Mm. Not my will. I give myself out the way. Not my will, but your will. Let your will be done in my life. Take over. You take this. Jesus say, if the cup can pass for me, he wants the cup to pass from him. But then he came back and say, not my will, but your will. When he began to say, not my will, but your will, the angel began to strengthen him. He's going to give you the strength that you need, daughter. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's going to do it. God's
going to
do it.
He is, I know. I sure do appreciate y'all praying.
Amen.
I just Sister Lashawn.
Go ahead.
I just was led to Psalms 81, verse 1, and it just says, sing for joy to God, our strength.
Amen. Give her that verse again. I heard
yeah,
you.
Psalms 81, 1. It just says, sing for joy to God, our strength. That's right. It was like, I felt like God is saying, like, you're not invisible. I just heard invisible. So I don't know if it's feeling like God doesn't see you. But it says, you're not invisible. And then I was led to that, Psalm 81 and 1.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Father, for that word.
And
just take those words that we gave you and just write them down and meditate on them.
Okay.
He said, you're not small and you're not invisible. That's what I hear. He's like, you're not small and you're not invisible. Like, he sees you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I don't know if just so, yeah, just, that's what, it's like you're not small. If you're not small, you're not invisible. God sees you. So when you're feeling that way, he wants you to sing.
Yeah. I've been feeling that way. I've been feeling like I've just been in spiritual warfare for a very long time, and I feel like I haven't made a lot of headway. And it's been a rough few years, honestly. And I don't know. I don't know what God wants. And when I think I do, I feel like I get confused, and it's just been a battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pros went up, and things will break off of your life. when I was going through our call, PG Union, and be honest, I'm sorry, and be honest, I didn't want to hear no prophetic words. I didn't want to hear it. God always had a way to get his word to you. You want to see in your life, that's when you need the word. Not the prophetic is his word. Understand it. It's his word.
Right.
So you need the word. And the way you're going to get out, you're going to have to break the bread with Jesus. Breaking the bread with Jesus is getting the word. The word is going to get you through it. Drawing closer to God is going to get you through this. He will bring you in a place where God's trying to draw you closer to him. Because he's going to get the glory with you. So I can relate. When you say the spiritual warfare, because I'm like, Lord, you lose your husband walk out on you, then you lose your car, then you lose your job, and you feel like there's nobody to relate and understand what you're going through. And God has to allow you to go through that. He has to put more on you. But see, the enemy is going to put guilt and then condemnation. It messed with your mind, but God is breaking you. He knew that this, what you going through, it was gonna happen. It's gonna be your faith up. Trust God that he's gonna bring you through this, because you're gonna be the mouthpiece for another woman. You're gonna be the mouthpiece for someone else that's going through what you are going through right now. So this is gonna be your testimony. I would give prophecy. I'm telling you, I would give prophetic word. I tell people, if the prophetic word was not good for me, I would give prophetic word stronghold. Yes, I had stronghold. I would give prophetic word, you going around the mountain. Yes, I was going around the mountain. I would give prophetic word, you going, you in a whirlpool. Yes, I was in the whirlpool. Because I was trying to figure it out myself. I had my hand in it myself. And I would say, Lord, I cried that to Jesus. And I never did this. But Jesus, just let me see your heart. Just let me see your heart. Just let me know that you are there. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be suffering because you brought me so far. And I don't want to go back. Help me. Help me get this. If it's just me and you, help me. And that was my cry for him to deliver me and set me free. And he did it. He did it. Was it easy? No. Do we fall short of God's glory? Yes. The enemy try to creep back in? Yes, he will. The word and know what you came from and how he brought you through it, and you're going to be okay.
Yep, I'm going to be okay. I believe that.
Trust the progress. He's preparing you. Trust what he's doing.
Okay.
And we here on PGN, we your family. You know, whenever you feel weak and need some encouragement, first you encourage yourself and get in the word, get in the word of God. When you feel like you're by yourself, get in the word of God. Start playing some worship and fucking get in the place of God. We'll, you know, PGN, you know, everyone that's on PGN, we are here as God's servant to pray for people, to pray for you, pray for your strength, pray for your healing and your deliverance. God will speak. You got to have the faith and believe in God going to take care of you. Release everything to him and move yourself out the way.
I know. Amen. I get in the way. I try to do things myself, and I get in the way a lot.
Well, when you release it to God, you're going to see him. It's going to be a transform. It's going to transform you, and it's going to be a new you.
Amen. I receive that. I'm ready.
Yeah, so get ready. Get ready. So we love you, and God's plan is good. You got to believe it. You love God, his plan is going to be good for you, all for you. Don't work out together. Amen. Keep loving God. Keep seeking him and watch.
Oh, I really do appreciate y'all. If it wasn't for PGN, I don't know what I would do because I call in a lot.
Well, you know, if God, he get the glory and praise of God, he just using us to, you know, serve him and serve his people. But he get all the glory. So, you know, just you know, you're going to have to do the work too.
Right.
You're going to have to believe, and you're going to have to, there's going to be a time that you're going to have to get to that place with God and let him do what he needs to do.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, thank you, and God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, we have one more call.
Yeah.
864-313. This is LaShawn, and I have my sister Regina on the phone. This is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm sorry. I just turned up my volume. Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, like I said, I just turned up the volume. I just didn't hear the last four numbers. I didn't know. Oh, dear Jesus. Dear God, I'm in a lot of pain, ma'am. Oh, dear Jesus. I need prayer. Oh, dear Jesus. Am I rolling back? I just woke up. I fell asleep there for a while. Oh, my name's Walter. I'm in South Carolina. And I can't be hurt like this. I got to be taking care of my mother.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your son, Walter, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, we just send the angel. We send the angel where Walter at right now. We send the Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, we loosen him, Father God. Father God, you tell us you're giving us the keys to the kingdom. Whatever we bind here on earth should be bind in heaven. And whatever we loose here on earth should be loosened in heaven. So, Father God, we loosen his mind. We loosen his back. We loosen that pain, Father God. Anything that attached to that pain, Father God, we loosen it right now, Father God. We bind up the adversary, Father God, the adversary that's coming against his mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bind up the strong man in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak to that spine. We speak to the swelling. We speak to pain that's in that back, that crooked spine. to line up right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that attached to it, we come against the rebellion, Father God. We break the power of being rebellious. Anything attached to that pain, Father God, we speak that it right now to Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we send your word. We send your word, Father God. We send your word. Your word destroy every yoke. Your word destroy every demon. Your word destroy the adversary. We release your armor on top of everything not of you and walk the life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Everything in that spine area, everything in that lower back area, the inflammation right now, Father God, whatever attached to it. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Father God. 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 We speak Jesus. We speak your name. We speak your name. The blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves up under the blood of Jesus. We cover those on the line up under the blood of Jesus. No transfer in the spirit. We speak the word of Jesus. You bow down to the word of Jesus. You bow down right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that's unclean, bow down right now according to the word of Jesus. No weapon formed against your son shall prosper. But Father God, he have to believe in the word. He have to stand on the word. He cannot waver. And Father God, I speak that in his life. Don't waver. Don't waver. Stand on my word. Trust my word. Believe my word. Stop wavering. Stop doubt. Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. In order to receive your complete healing, heal him on the inside. Heal him on the deep wounds that's on the inside. Do a deep healing on the inside. Inside, divine healing on the inside of your son in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your weapons go off around him. Let your weapon, let your two-edged sword go off in the name of Jesus. Oh, I call on the angels to go down. Yes, Father God, to fight this. Yes, Father God. Yes, Father God. Yes, Father God, I hear you. Yes, Father God, I see it. Yes, Father God, I see it. I see it in the name of Jesus. We break the power. We break their power. We break that power. We break that power. We break the power. Teach them how to keep doors open. I mean, keep doors closed that's not of you. Teach them how to keep those doors closed that's not of you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm gonna stop praying right there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You say that he just want me to leave it alone, stop praying. I'm just going to stop praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Feel now.
Say what, ma'am?
I say, how's you doing now?
Oh, ma'am, I'm accepting everything you're saying by faith, ma'am. I've been, ma'am, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been trying to pray, and I can't even feel his presence. I'm like, God, I know you're here. I know you're here. I'm struggling just to get to his presence. The whole time you were praying, I was just trying to incline my ear to your prayer. I mean, I ain't hurt like this, and I don't know when. It's I hurt multiple places. I'm trying not to think I've blown a disc at all. Trying to keep my mind from going there. But I'll tell you what, I broke out in a sweat. I know there's a lot of witchcraft going on around me. I know a lady very particularly has come against me countless times. But, oh, dear Jesus, I know greater is he is than me, he is the world. I do know that. But I did a stretch earlier this week, last week, and I think that was a mistake. I don't know what Lord showed you, but anything you can reveal will reveal to you, I appreciate it. But I can't sit around here like this. I can't do this. I got too much to do. It ain't about me. I got to take care of someone else.
Okay. Well, I think it was said in the prayer that you keep all doors closed. That's not of God. Keep those doors closed.
Okay. You said something about doors closed. Keep what doors closed, ma'am? I'm sorry.
I just heard that you need to keep doors closed that's not of God. Just keep the doors closed that's not of God.
I'm not so sure exactly what doors are open, to be honest with you, man. I try to stay away from stuff. I try to stay. I do know I had some weird thoughts going to my head right before this took place. I had some weird thoughts. I said, now, where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? And I started to renounce them. And anyway, I was like, where is this coming from?
Keep all doors that's not of God closed. Keep them closed. Keep them closed. And how you keep those doors closed, you have to get a true word of God. If you connected to the real, the knowledge of God, the real truth of God, you can't feel his presence. There is some healing and deliverance that need to take place. Some very deliverance that needs to take place.
There's some deliverance needs to take place?
Yes.
What, from within me or from without me?
No, some deliverance that needs to take place with you.
Well, let's go through it and do it. I'm ready to get, well, I'm ready for this.
Well, that's why I say he told me to stop. He told me to stop. Let me explain this. We have to be real sensitive to the whole and we say stop. And a lot of things God revealed to us, he might not want us to say it. And when you're dealing with healing and deliverance, you have to be very careful. Because we have the power and authority. That's my calling in the healing and deliverance ministry. There's people on here that deliver class. So,
ma'am, you're cutting out. You're cutting out real bad. You're in and out real bad.
Oh, I don't know what it is. Regina, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. So
yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, when he says stop. When you're dealing with healing and deliverance, we have to be careful. When we dealing with healing and deliverance, like I say, I teach on healing and deliverance. I do classes. When you're doing deliverance, special deliverance, you have to really be sensitive to the Holy Spirit if he tells you to be led to do deliverance, because you can be doing deliverance and the person's not ready for it, and that can cause a lot of problems for that person. You can pick up unwanted spiritual warfare for yourself. So when he says stop, when the Holy Spirit says stop it, and everything that he revealed to us, he might not want us to speak it. But he did say, keep the door closed. There are doors that you are opening up. You open it up. and you're causing things to come up on you. You have to get in the Word of God. You got to open that book and get in the Word of God. I don't know if these people that you're with or whatever you're doing, your mind or whatever it is, you're going to have to be delivered. There are some deliverance need to take place with you. There are some doors that need to be in your life. You shut those doors and keep those doors closed.
Okay. I guess you're not going to reveal to me what doors there is, so I guess I'm going to have to figure it out for myself, what you're saying.
Oh, he's going to reveal, but he's going to reveal it to you. You know. You're going to know. You go to God and ask God to heal and deliver you and show you what you want and show you what's not of God. He's going to come back and he's going to answer you. He's going to show you. Oh, you best to believe he's going to show you. He will reveal it to you.
Okay.
So I just pray that you walk in obedience. Walk in obedience and do what God is telling you to do in this season and keep the door shut.
Okay.
Walk in obedience and keep the door shut. There are some doors that should not be open in your life. I just, you know, he just want me to just to be. He just want me to just be quiet. Be quiet. He say, stop it. Stop. Don't even go no farther. So I have to be obedient to what I hear in the spirit.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Yeah,
it's not going to pray for me. It's not going to pray for me for my deliverance. I guess I better go. I thank you for your time.
Father,
I don't be honest with you, ma'am. Understand that. I don't understand that. In all honesty, I do not understand that. I need help here. I need major help. And I can't afford to even be here hurting. But, ma'am, I got deliverance ministry myself, okay? I've got my own ministry delivery. Right now, I'm in a bad place, so I'm not going to come say no more, but I'm not going to pray, then I need to go. I thank you for your time.
And we did just pray for you. We pray for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Is there, Lord, we just cover everybody that's on here. We cover everybody that's on here, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the angel of protection. No weapon formed against us shall not prosper. We come against any backlash, Father God. We take authority over any spirit that's not of you. Any witchcraft, any sorcery, any witch, any warlock, we break your power right now. The name of Jesus, I cover everybody on her in the blood of Jesus. If you know how to pray, we come against the prince of the earth of the way. We come against the power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Regina, you still on there? Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes people have to be careful. You have to be careful. And I'm not going to go into detail about what just happened. You have to be careful. You have to know how to operate the spirit. And you have to always know everything God showed you is not for you to speak on it. And you have to be led by the spirit. Be careful. If you operate in a prophetic or whatever gift, always be led by the Holy Spirit. Always be led and always ask the Holy Spirit to be with you and to cover you. When we are praying for people and stuff like that, this right here can tell you We just pray for his healing. We pray for Walter healing and delivering. God, you do it. God, you show him. Show him, Father God. Show him himself. Show him what he's doing. Show him that you ain't the one to be messed with. Show him that he can't trick your true woman of God, your true man of God. Show him you are exposing people. Show him himself. Show him, Father God, and I speak that he will be delivered from himself, be delivered from the spirit that he's operating in. Father God, you know sometimes you don't even want us to pray, but we pray for his salvation, and we pray for his true deliverance and his true repentance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, true repentance. His true repentance. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. So, well, y'all, that's it. Y'all keep me in prayer. Me pray. And we thank y'all for coming on. We thank you for staying on. Oh, I tell you, God is good. And God is good. So even when I get off, I'm going to be praying. But keep me in your prayer. Keep those that's on PGN in your prayer, because it's not easy to come on here. We deal with all type of people, all type of spirits. Trust me on that. We deal with all different type of people. So keep us in your prayer. Keep us in your prayer in the name of Jesus. Keep our families in your prayer. So I just thank God. God, we thank you. We thank you for your strength. Yes. We thank you for the covering. Father God, we thank you for the angel that's warm right now. I sit in heaven places. I sit right with Christ. I am seated in heaven places with Christ, above principality, above power, above every demonic power, above every witchcraft power, above every sorcery power. We sit high, and Father God, we just ask that you release your sword on anything that's not of you, the principality, the power. Father God, we come against the prince of the earth way. We speak of transfer in the spirit. Oh, Father God, we cover PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. We cover Randy, our sisters and brothers that's on PGN, up under the blood of Jesus, up under the shadow, up under your protection. We speak no weapon formed against us will not prosper. Every weapon that's trying to form in the spirit realm, we quench every fiery dart in the name of Jesus. Stir up a confusion with the enemy. Stir up and cause confusion. Oh, Father God, don't even allow them to see. Don't even allow them to hear. And if they're trying to transport or transfer or try to extra project their body, close up every portal, close up every door. In the name of Jesus, we are protected. We are your true men and women of God. And we thank you for covering us. We thank you for being our mouthpiece. We thank you, Father God, for fighting those that's too strong for us. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for stepping in and fighting the battle, stepping in to fight those that's too strong for us, fighting those that's trying to stick daggers and everything that's trying to come up against PGN and try to come against the host. Oh, Father God, lift the standard. We will not fret, not evildoers in the name of Jesus. I cover y'all. I'm praying for y'all, and may God keep you in Jesus' mighty name. And before I leave, I'm going to play a song. Thank you for coming on, but let me play a song. Let me see if I can find one. Okay. And thank you for staying on, and thank you for that. I thank God for giving you that word for his daughter. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see if I can find one. We have so many songs on here. Okay. So, yeah, thank you. Tomorrow, I believe, Sister Ruth going to be on. So we covered it her way. We covered it up under the blood of Jesus. So Sister Ruth can come on, and Brother Terrence and his wife, Tanisha, whoever's coming on Sunday. Father God, let the angel do what it need to do through the earth way. Release your sword through the earth way. No weapon form against us. Like we said, shall not prosper. And I'm going to play this song. Y'all have a good night, and thank y'all for calling me.
You can't aptly. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.